Day 53. Let's look at it, shall we?
Marta, I've been thinking that English grammar has a bit of complicated stuff that it really doesn't need.
Oh, you think so, do you?
Yes, but I guess I sound a little presumptuous, don't I?
No. But tell me what complicated stuff you have in mind, would you?
Okay. Let's look at it, shall we? I mean, English compared with a few other familiar languages like French, Spanish, Italian, German, ones that I happen to know a few words in.
Sure, but we're starting to play a little game here, aren't we? It's leading up to something, I can tell.
Well, think about familiar little expressions, will you? Like, n'est-ce pas, in French, or non è vero, in Italian, or verdad, in Spanish, or nicht wahr, in German. You don't happen to know what those foreign expressions really mean, do you?
What do they mean, you're asking? What do you think they mean, Patrick?
I'm asking you. It's tricky, isn't it? Since you can have umpteen different kinds of little endings to an English sentence that all get translated as n'est-ce pas in French, for example.
Apparently, you think, don't you, that every little ending to an English sentence has a n'est-ce pas translation in French or a verdad in Spanish or...
Okay, not every ending. Just the ones with little tags like you are, aren't you? It is, isn't it? He does, doesn't he? They can, can't they? And so on.
Those little tags are question tags, by the way, and the whole sentence is a tag question. But you're saying all four with the same tone level patterns. You are, aren't you? Have you noticed? I mean, think of the two aren't yous that we just used.
You mean you are, aren't you? What about them, Marta? I don't understand.
Then let me write them for you, maybe with something more added, okay? You're an athlete, aren't you? I'm not sure. You're an athlete, aren't you? I'm pretty sure.
And what about if you're sure or not sure that I'm not an athlete?
Oh, right. Here. You're not an athlete, are you? I'm not sure. You're not an athlete, are you? I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I see what you're getting at. But a Spanish speaker would end these sentence pairs with just a simple verdad. Verdad?
Not quite, Patrick. It would be more like this. Tú no eres atleta, ¿verdad? I'm not sure. ¿Verdad que tú no eres atleta? I'm pretty sure.
Yes, interesting. But you have to admit, don't you, that English question tags are a lot more complicated than a simple verdad, no matter where you stick it.
I suppose so. But when any language seems complicated in one area, it always seems simple in another. Since you brought up the Spanish example, remember that Spanish verbs have much more inflection to be learned. Here, I've written them out for you using the verb work or trabajar. Yo trabajo. I work. Tú trabajas. You work. Él, ella trabaja. He, she works. Usted trabaja. You, formal, work. Nosotros trabajamos. We work. Vosotros trabajáis. You work. Ellos, ellas trabajan. They work. Any comments?
Well, I guess it's maybe a trade-off. Lots of, inflection in Spanish, French, Italian, German, etc. But lots of don't we, shouldn't I, have you, will she, etc. in English.
Trade-off is a nice way of putting it.